Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Love is Not Proud. Our verse of scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is not proud. What does that mean? You know, often we think of pridefulness as someone, you know, strutting their stuff, or thinking of themselves as better than others in very visible ways. But here's a definition of pride that will change the way you think about pride forever, if you'll take hold of it. You ready? Here it goes. Pride isn't thinking too much of yourself. It's thinking of yourself too much. That's right. It's possible to be prideful even while you're putting yourself down, saying, woe is me, I'm just not worthy, just not good enough. Your focus is still on yourself. You're focused on yourself just as much as the person who thinks too highly of themselves. You're still thinking of yourself. You can't be thinking of another person's well-being because you're too self-focused. That's pride. Never mind your unworthiness. God doesn't make junk. You're worthy because He makes you worthy. And guess what? You're no better than the next guy. You have nothing that God didn't give you and nothing He can't take back in a moment. So you have nothing to focus on about yourself, either thinking too highly of yourself or thinking too lowly of yourself. Quit thinking about yourself. It's not about you. Love is not proud. It doesn't focus on self. It focuses on God and the well-being of others. So a question we want to ask for dialogue. What are some of the ways you might think that I may be too self-conscious? Does my pridefulness show up when I'm thinking too highly of myself, or perhaps when I'm thinking too lowly of myself? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us not to think of ourselves too much, either too highly or too lowly. Help us to be focused on You first, then on each other. Forgive our pridefulness. Replace it with humility, focusing on the well-being of others first.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again.
Let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our fears. Let's begin.